诸佛菩萨、善人、各位法师、各位佛友，我是恒居。今天轮到我和大家结法缘。
Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dharma Masters, and all friends in Dharma, my name is Hengji. It is my turn to tie Dharma affinity with you.
大家能够来参加佛期是很不容易的事情。怎么说呢？因为最起码你要能放下你身边的一切事物。想想看，有多少人如果叫他来念佛参加佛期，他总是会回答说，没有空啊，等我老了再去念吧，现在赚钱要紧。
So the fact that all of you can come here to participate in the Buddha recitation session, it is not very easy. Why do I say so? Well,In order to come here to participate in the session, you at least have to put down things around you. And you think about how many people, when you ask them to come and participate in the Buddha recitation session or tell them to recite the Buddha's name, they will answer you, I'm going to wait. I don't really have time. I'm going to wait to recite the Buddha's name when I'm older. I don't really have time now. I think it's more important to make money at this moment.
世俗人呢，终日忙忙碌碌的，不外乎就是为了赚钱养家糊口。有了利就又求名，有了名利又是吃喝玩乐，如此种种的，即使已经很富有了，仍然嫌钱不够。所谓的有一种人叫死要钱。
So then, worldly people bustling, hustling, for no reason than making money, making the ends meet, trying to raise their children. So after having fame, they pursue benefits. After they have fame and benefits, they go out to, they eat, they drink, and they have fun, they entertain themselves. They do all kinds of things. Even when they're actually rich,They think they still don't have enough money. So then there's a saying for those people called money slaves, or they just want money.
最近看到一则故事，很有意思，在此和大家分享。
So I've recently read a story which is quite interesting. I'd like to share with you.
从前有一位富翁临死的时候呢，他眼睛一直瞪着油灯，呻吟不已。儿子见到这个情景，一下子就明白父亲的意思。原来富翁生前很节俭，看正在点燃的那盏油灯，却用了两根油芯。他老人家虽然已经临到生命终了了，仍然痛惜灯的浪费。等到儿子会意了，学习了一支灯芯，富翁才满意的死去。
So in the past, there was this millionaire. He was on his deathbed, but his eyes were staring at the oil lamp. He was mourning. So when his son saw the father staring at the oil lamp, all of a sudden he understood why his father was doing that. It was because his father was an extremely frugal man. So when he saw the oil lamp was burning on two wicks, the father was not happy. And so he, at the end of his life, he was still thinking that using two of them was very, very wasteful. So the son understood and blew out one oil lamp. And then, only then, the millionaire died satisfied with a satisfied feeling.
富翁死后呢，下到地狱，阎王审问他说：“你这个人一生没有干过一点好事，派你下油锅。”地府的小鬼拿了叉子要来插他，叉子不小心碰撞，僵的一声。有一小鬼问说：“咦，谁掉的钱啊？”富翁马上回答说：“是我掉的，我掉的。”阎王听了很生气地说：“快要下油锅了，你还惦记这些钱？本来是可以不必下油锅的，现在你非下油锅不可。”富翁立刻说：“啊，阎王，阎王，商议商议。”阎王说：“还商议什么？”富翁问说：“这一锅油要多少钱呢？”阎王说：“嗨，这一锅油多少钱呢？20块啊。”富翁说：“哦，那商量商量，阎王，你把20块钱给我，你干爆我吧。
”Okay. So then, the millionaire plundered down to the hell. So King Yama said to him, "You've never done a single good deed when you were alive. Now you're going to have to be fried in the oil cauldron." And so, as the guard, the hell guard, was getting ready to fry him in the oil cauldron, the fork that was supposed to lift this guy up kind of hit the pot, and it made a clink clink sound. And so just when that sound started, the hell guard asked, "Well, who dropped the money?" The million say, "Oh, my, it's my money that I dropped. It's my money." So King Yama, observing this situation, got really angry and said, "You are about to be dropped in the oil cauldron and be fried. Why are you still thinking about money?" "Well, no, you didn't really have to be fried in the oil cauldron, but now you definitely have to go in there." And so the millionaire said, "Well, King Yama, can we talk about this?" And he's like, "What?" "Well, can I ask you how much a pot of this oil cost?" King Yama said, "What?" And he's like, "$20. And so the millionaire said, wait, but can we talk again? What do you want?" "Well, can you give me the $20 and you can just kind of stir fry me with very little oil?"
这个富翁呢，到了临下油锅还贪油钱，只要干爆就可以了。所以这种人，你要如何去度化他
？So it was at the moment where the millionaire was going to be deep fried in the oil cauldron, but then he was still thinking about money, and he bargained to be lightly stir fried so he can get the money. So, as to this kind of people, how are you going to cross him over?
大家听了这个故事，或许你觉得很好笑。事实上，世俗人呢，像这类贪财的人大有人在。上人曾说，生死是大，无人防啊。生死是一件大事，但是没有人去防备它。等到无常鬼道的时候，你再怎么忙也得去。你不能说，无常鬼啊，且慢且慢，等我这笔生意做完，等我这件事办完再去吧。无论你有多大一笔生意，多么的忙碌，无常一到你就得去。
So when you heard the story, you probably thought it was very funny. But actually in the world, people who are greedy for money are abundant. So birth and death is a great matter, but no one is really taking care of it. So when ghost of impermanence shows up, regardless of how busy you are, you still have to go, you still have to die. So You can really bargain with the ghost of impermanence and said, well, ghost of impermanence, can you wait for me a little bit? Just wait until I wrap up this business deal and get my cash. Then I go. Then I will die. Well, that can be done regardless of how busy you are, what kind of big business deal you're running. As soon as impermanence arrives, you have to go.
现在如果有一笔百千万的大生意等着你做，可是呢，有人叫你来参加佛七念佛，你是否能放得下？我想绝大多数人会说，若放着一笔大生意不做而去念佛，真是天下大傻瓜。
So now if someone said, hey, you know, you have, I can bring you in a business deal that can give you profit of hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars. And at the same time, if someone said, well, why don't you not do that? Why don't you come to the Buddha recitation session and recite the Buddha's name? Can you let that business go? Can you let all that money go? Now, if in the world, if you really let go of this business deal that could profit you so much money, and then you come to recite the Buddha's name here, then people would think that you're the biggest idiot in the world.
真正能够放下的并不多，所以说呢，能放下一切事物来参加佛七是不容易的事。即使放下来打佛七。能否专一念佛又是一件不容易事。
So then, if you can truly let go of things and come to participate in the Buddha recitation session, it is not very easy. And then, if you come here, if you can recite the Buddha's name single-mindedly, that's another thing.
讲到这个念佛呢，常听人说可以待业往生，是真的可以待业吗？有人就怀疑。
So speaking to this point, when we say recite the Buddha's name, we always hear this concept of bringing your karma with you to rebirth. Well, can you really bring your karma with you for rebirth? People have doubts about this.
从前呢，有位国王问沙门，那先说，念佛之人可以待业往生，此事难以取信。沙门回答说：“大王，大石放在水里会不会沉啊？”国王说：“必定沉。”沙门问说：“欲令大石不沉，这事可不可得？”国王说：“不可得。”沙门又说，如果以大石放在一艘大船上，远载到他方，这样可得吗？国王说，可得。
So then, in the past, there was a king who asked a shramana, a monk, about this question. He said that, well, people say those people who recite the Buddha's name can really take their karma with them on rebirth. This is really hard to believe, don't you think? So then the shramana answered, well, your majesty, if you put a huge rock into water, would the rock sink? The majesty replied, definitely, of course, it will sink. So the shramana said, well, if you put the rock in the water, is it possible to not let it sink? The king replied, well, no, it has to sink. Well, then the shramana said, well, what if we put that big rock on a big ship and we make it travel to somewhere far? Is that possible? And the king said, yeah, it's possible.
这个故事是说，我们众生有业必定堕落，就好像大石放在水中必定沉下去。然而念佛的人仰仗阿弥陀佛的愿力接引往生，也就是说乘佛的大愿船，所以可以待业 仿生，就好像大石放在船上不会沉，可以运到他方。
So this, the moral of the story goes that all living beings have bad karma, and that karma is going to make us fall, just like the water, just like the rock falls, sinks into the water. But then, if we rely on Amitabha's great power to receive and guide us for rebirth, it's the same as putting our karma on that that ship of big vows that actually can take our karma. So just like that rock, it's not going to sink if you put it on a ship and it can travel to somewhere far.
在此讲一个公案。广西呢有位叫张善和的人，他一生以杀牛为业，有一天突然病了，快要命终，看见一群牛都来索命，有的用脚挑他的眼睛，有的用脚刺他的胸部，有的用头撞他的背，有的用脚踢他的身体，可以说是非常的惊恐。
So I'll share another story with you. In the past, there was this man. He was actually a butcher. It was his profession. One day, he was really, really sick and was about to die. He saw a lot of cows coming to collect blood debt. Some of them pricked his eyes. Some of them knocked his chest. Some of them used their heads to bump into his back. Some of them kicked him with their feet.
他就叫他的妻子请僧人来救度。他的妻子请了一位僧人。僧人到他的房间告诉他说，你不必惊恐，你今生杀业过重，没有其他方法可以救。但是有一个方法，就是一心称念阿弥陀佛名号，可以给你解冤，可以给你脱苦，你随着我念吧。
So then, this man asked his wife to get a monk to help him to save his life. So his wife invited a monk to come to this guy's room. So the monk said, "Well, don't panic. You don't have to panic. While your killing karma is just too heavy, you cannot be saved except by this one method. It is recite the Buddha's name single-mindedly. Then it could untie the animosity that you had with these cows. At the same time, you can relieve yourself from suffering. Recite after me."
僧人就高声地念阿弥陀佛。这位张善和呢，一手拿着香，随着声音称念，才念了几声，张善和就说：“牛去了。”僧人劝他再念，求生西方。这时张善和更加恳切，又同声念称念。过了没多久呢，他高声地说：“佛来接我了。”接着他就插香，然后合掌念佛往生了。
So this monk said, "Recite Amitabha's name with me." So Zhang Shanhe followed his recitation. And so on one hand, he was holding the incense on one hand and reciting the Buddha's name. It was just only a few recitation. Then this man Zhang Shanhe said, "Well, the cows disappeared." The monk advised him and said, "You should recite the Buddha's name to seek rebirth in the West." So he, because of what happened to the cows disappearing, he was even more sincere and earnest. So he was reciting and reciting the Buddha's name. And in just a little bit, he said in a really loud voice, he said, "The Buddha has come to receive me. He's come to guide me." He then put the incense in the censer, put his palms together, and went for rebirth.
我们听了这个故事呢，不要会错意，以为念佛可以带业往生，所以就任意造业，希望仰赖于佛，等到命终时再来念佛带业往生，千万不要有这种思想。
So after hearing this story, I don't want you to misunderstand that, since we can rely on the Buddha's power, we can just create and create karma now. And in my deathbed, I can just recite the Buddha's name, rely on his power, and be reborn in the West. I hope you don't have this kind of misunderstanding.
我们应该知道呢，临终念佛不是一件很容易的事情，如果没有宿世的善根，临终绝不能念佛。张善和一生杀牛虽然是恶业，但是他前世确定有善根，如果没有善根，不会要他的妻子去请僧人救度他，也不能得到有道的高僧叫他念佛。
So then we should know that reciting the Buddha's name on your deathbed at the brink of death is not very easy. If you don't really have profound roots of goodness from the past, you're not going to be able to do that. So this guy, Zhang Shanhe, it was just because he had deep roots of goodness from the past. That's why he was able to do that. Or else he was not going to be able to tell his wife to get a monk to help him. He was not going to be able to encounter this monk who actually has realized the way to teach him to recite the Buddha's name.
所以我们不能存侥幸的心理，应该平时就不要造恶业，而且平时就要念佛，以储备将来往生的资粮，不要到了临命中才抱佛脚，只恐怕你没有那么幸运。
Okay, so we shouldn't really have the attitude of, well, we will just get lucky at the end of our life. If you don't recite the Buddha's name at ordinary times, you're not going to be able to recite the Buddha's name at the end of your life. So, so we must recite the Buddha's name at ordinary times in order to garner or to accumulate some of the provisions for our rebirth. So don't wait until the end of your life and then you're just going to like hug the Buddha's feet and said, I'm going to recite the Buddha's name and I'm going to get lucky. I don't think we are going to be that lucky.
尤其现在呢，天灾人祸很多，我也不知道我们是可以好死还是饿死。如果碰到那种意外死亡的话，你根本不可能有人来帮你助念。也许你平常你不念佛，到临死的时候根本念不出来。
Okay, especially we have a lot of disasters and calamities. And accidents all over the place. We don't really know if we are going to die with good ending or a bad ending. If we encounter some kind of accident, no one is going to come and help you recite the Buddha's name. So if we don't recite the Buddha's name now at the end of our life, we basically won't be able to do so.
我想呢，来参加法会的人呢，通常平常在家也许可能会很忙碌，所以在此介绍一个十口气念法，也许你听过，不妨再听一次。
Okay, so I think those of you who come to participate in the Buddha recitation session must be very busy at home. So here I'd like to introduce you a method of reciting the Buddha's name. It's called reciting in 10 breaths. If those of you who have heard it, perhaps you can listen again.
这个念法是用锥顶的念法，所谓锥顶就是每一次顶一次， 顶一字，每一句顶一句，就是不间断的，这叫追顶。它是以一口出气为准，然后你这口气呢，能念多少佛号，都不管它，你就是进一口气。
Okay, so this is called the successive recitation. What I mean by successive is that you will recite the Buddha's name word, by word, one word after the other, one word after the other. When you finish the one phrase of the Buddha's name, then you start the next phrase for the Buddha's name. Then one word by one word, next to each other. So then what happens is that you take one exhale as the time you will recite the Buddha's name. For example, when you're exhaling, then you recite the Buddha's name in this one breath. It doesn't matter how many times you recite it, you just recite in this one breath.
你一口气念完了，再吸一口气，然后再出气的时候要又再继续念，这样子呢，十口气就是所谓的十念法。
Okay, so when you finish this one breath, then you inhale, and on exhaling, then you recite the Buddha's name again until your breath runs out. Then you inhale and then you recite again. So you will repeat this 10 times. So it's called reciting the Buddha's name in 10 breaths. This is the method.
这个十念法呢，是根据阿弥陀第十八愿的十方众生欲生我国乃至十念，若不生则不取正觉，这个愿文而设置的。
So the method of ten breath recitation is designed based on Amitabha's 18th vow. Within his 48 vows, it says, those living beings who would like to come to my land, if they recite the Buddha's name even 10 times, if they don't, if they cannot be reborn in my land, I will not obtain enlightenment. So this method of recitation, this 10 breath recitation we just introduced, is designed based on this.
大家能够放下身边的一切的事物来圣城参加佛期，也可以说是来圣城赚钱。怎么说呢？圣城有钱可以给你们赚吗？有没有？你们是赚的功德法财。如果你们想移民到西方极乐世界，现在就必须要赚功德法财，去积聚资粮，以备于将来你要移民到西方极乐世界之用。
Okay, so now the fact that you can let go of everything around you to come to the city of 10,000 Buddhas to recite the Buddha's name, you're actually making money in the city of 10,000 Buddhas. So can you actually make money in the city of 10,000 Buddhas? Do you have money now? Have you made money? You can actually make money. The money you're making is called the money from meritorious virtues. So if you want to immigrate to the land of ultimate bliss, you have to start earning your money from this merit and virtue from reciting the Buddha's name. So in the future, you will have something saved up. You will have some merit and virtue saved up to immigrate to the land of ultimate bliss.
最后祝大家在这未来新的一年呢，能够法财兴旺，道业猛进，阿弥陀佛。
So at last, I'd like to wish everyone in the coming new year that you will have abundant meritorious virtues, which is money in Dharma, and that your aspiration to walk the path will never end. 阿弥陀佛。